Oh, they're too good for us. You know, we expected to come down and play better. They're too strong around the ball, stripped us with the ball and then spread, and we couldn't go with them. And yeah, that made us look second rate, really.
Was the effort there from your rest?
How do you measure? Yeah, look, on the, you don't want to get out tackled to the level, you don't want to get stripped, and you don't want to get spread off. So on the surface, I think teams can make you look like that, and they certainly did that. But yeah, we would have liked a higher output. Well, I think you put it in context that we played a very good team. We felt we'd come down to do some things that we didn't do. They did a lot of things we thought they'd do, if not everything. We thought our disciplines to what we wanted wasn't great. How do I address it? I said, look, we've done a lot right. We are 12-2 for a good reason, but I think we acknowledge the last 6 weeks has been a bit of a grind for us. And you know, we've used, you know, conditions and those sort of things is probably more than we should have. And maybe the reality is we're in a little bit of a rut where we need to score. So, and the one is we haven't been scoring off possession game, that we're scoring heavily. So we acknowledge that. But it's pretty hard to hit up your midfielders because of the centre square bounce being, when they've been so good all year. So to Hawthorn's credit, they were really good in there. And we had a lot of first possession, but we coughed it up. We've probably been a bit cute. So it's pretty hard to... I think they've earned a fair bit of respect. They deserve an opportunity. Clearly, we'll be assessed poorly, and but that's reality. And what we need to do is come and review, identify some areas. And our model is identify what we need to improve, bring our effort and try and improve. So, yeah, we sit here disappointed. We sit there with our tail between our legs. So you can't defend the indefensible, you know, so, or dispute what occurred. So we deal with reality and we try and learn from it, and we need to get better quickly.
What did you think? First half, just one goal. Was that a bit of things? What
I feel like I've answered that a fair bit. No, we didn't. We more held our forwards, to be truthful. Is that what you thought watching? Or what do you think our forwards did?
I don't think they have.
I think you're right. So, look, entries were, there's entries and there's entries. It's 24-27 at half time. So, I thought they got back on us really well. I think you're right. We didn't use it very well. I thought we'd be slow. So, we said after half time, can we move it quicker? But then we couldn't win the ball. Does that make sense? So, I thought they got back on us. They pressured us really well. So, it was hard to see options that were open. And that's what pressure does. If you get fierce pressure, it's hard to see. We've done it to teams ourselves. We've made teams miss clear options because their pressure. I thought their pressure, Paul played, laid 12 tackles, Bruce laid 8. It was 84 tackles to 53 or something. So their pressure was really good. Yeah, we were concerned. If you think we're happy coming in, early in the year we're top 4 attack for about 8 or 9 weeks, and the last 6 weeks we've really tailed off. So, I mean, you could argue conditions, but you couldn't argue that today. We just played quality and we got our pressure. Look, I think that's a positive way to look at it. All depends whether you want to be positive about the Dockers or negative. So if you want to be positive, gee, they've played some super footy, they're in a bit of a rut, they're 12-2. But if you want to be negative, or gee, they're not scoring, they won't score, they can't beat anybody. But you can write whatever you want. That's what your agenda or your angle is. But I've experienced that for a long time, so that's fine.
How badly was Nat 5?
Look, it was a good talk. It was a good talk. But I thought he fought on, you know. And again, he's super. Pretty hard to hold him to account. But I think we acknowledge they've been the best team for the last 3 years. So nothing's really changed there. But we've challenged them before. Even grand final day, we challenged them. We've beaten them. So we expect to go better than that.
What did you make of the incident
where
he
got the
call?
Well, I just saw a collision and he got a call. Didn't he just kick the ball forward? Yeah, so as the kick goes, I went, I'd like to know, but I don't know. Yeah, what happened?
Looked like Mitchell raised his knee a bit too long in the walk-up.
Well, I didn't see that. Yeah. And if I did, I wouldn't talk about it anyway.
Yeah.
the game of Alex Pierce-Ross. Play. Just seemed to really stand up today when some of your other players may not have been at their best.
Yeah, he's a young, hungry player. I think, you know, David Payne used to look out of the wreck, take something. I think, yeah, if you look, I think we'll take that. Yeah, he's really growing, isn't he? It's really pleasing. So, I'm with you. My intuition watching it says, yeah, he was okay. He was okay.
Does Pipe have anything to fear from that collision in the first quarter, or is it just a bit of a bumpy late spoil?
Well, again, I didn't really see it. It was far side. But look, with incidents, I know you can have your opinion, I can have my opinion, but I think ultimately, I think the MRP will review and there'll be outcomes. And I don't like to preempt anyway, and they're doing their best. And hopefully, everything is what it is and everything gets judged fairly. I think we all believe in that. So, you know, but you're entitled to write what you see and your opinion.
Yeah,